tumor glow is an investigational intraoperative imaging technique that employs fluorescent dyes that collect in cancer cells to illuminate tumors and their margins. At this time, tumor glow is awaiting FDA approval. Today, we're speaking with Penn Medicine's Dr. Major Kenneth Lee. He's an assistant professor of surgery at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania and the Veterans Administration Medical Center, and we'll be discussing his work with tumor glow for pancreatic cancer surgery. Dr. Lee, I'm so glad to have you join us today. Tell us a little bit about your work with tumor glow and really what it is.
Tumor glow is a form of what we call molecular imaging, in which we use antibodies or tracers that accumulate in different types of tumors. And then we use imaging systems at the time of surgery to identify the tumors. At Penn, this has been spearheaded by one of the thoracic surgeons, whose name is Sunil Singhal. And we've probably done close to 1,000 patients here for different diseases. I'm a liver and pancreas and biliary surgeon, and in the case of pancreatic cancer patients, we have started to use tumor glow in the setting of pancreatic cancer to see whether we could see the tumors better and whether we could find other utilities as well.
So tell us a little bit about the benefits of tumor glow to the surgeon and some of the specific challenges with pancreatic cancer and how it can help this problem. How is it working in pancreatic cancer surgeries?
So there are a number of potential benefits of tumor glow to the surgeon, and there are a number of issues with pancreatic cancer. The majority of patients, pancreatic cancer patients, are not surgical candidates. Most patients have metastatic disease at the time of diagnosis, meaning that the tumor is spread to other sites. We do have a reasonable cohort of patients that are surgical candidates, and there are still a couple of predominant issues. One issue is that many of these patients are, in fact, metastatic, but the tumors outside of the pancreas are too small to be detected by the current imaging modalities. And the second problem is that pancreatic cancers are infiltrative, and they can be difficult to remove due to their proximity to major blood vessels. So I'd like to think that tumor glow technology can help with both issues, that is, helping to identify patients that have metastatic disease not seen by their preoperative imaging so that we can spare some patients sizable operations that may not carry benefit. And then in patients who do have removable disease, it may help us remove the tumors completely.
You recently took part in the largest clinical trial to date of intraoperative near-infrared imaging for pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. What, in your opinion, was the most significant finding from that trial, and how has your practice changed using it?
It's important to mention that when we started to study pancreatic cancer patients, we started as a feasibility study. That is to say, does this work? Nobody had demonstrated in any sizable cohort that the technology even worked for pancreatic tumors. It had hardly been tried in humans for pancreatic cancer, at least. So first, we found that the technology could identify pancreatic tumors, and especially malignant tumors in the laparoscopic setting. Secondly, it helped us identify negative versus positive margins after resection. And third, they helped us predict whether certain masses were benign or malignant, which we don't always know going in. Last is assessing the response to preoperative therapy and deciding whether tumor is viable or non-viable, and therefore deciding whether patients are operable. In the setting of pancreatic cancer, a lot of these patients get treated up front with what we call neoadjuvant chemotherapy and sometimes radiation as well.
How do you see tumor glow changing the future of surgery for pancreatic cancer, and describe what kind of patient would be an ideal candidate in the context of future surgeries?
When you combine all these things, I think a lot of people can potentially benefit, and what the specific benefit in any particular case will just depend on who the patient is, what their pathology is, whether they got treated ahead of time, how difficult the tumor is to remove, and all of these different aspects. So we hope it's useful in a high percentage of people, but we have to prove the accuracy, basically.
If a provider thinks they have a patient who may qualify for the use of tumor glow, what's the best way to have them included in tumor glow trials?
Well, for pancreas, the thing is basically to just have them come see a provider at Penn. If somebody came to see me with a pancreatic cancer, I would offer them this trial. There are very few patients that are contraindicated And therefore, most people can be candidates for this trial. The only people who we don't include are people who have an iodine allergy, which most people don't have. So most patients are candidates, and I talk to most patients about it, and if they elect to proceed, then we go ahead. The one caveat is that the tracer has to be injected one day ahead of time. But that's it. As long as a patient is willing to come down one day ahead of time and then come back for their operation, they are a candidate for this. And that would be very helpful for us as we try to figure out how well this works. The more people we accrue who are willing to do it, the more we can establish the benefits and some of the limitations, and then we can help more people down the line.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for joining us today and sharing your expertise. That wraps up this episode with the experts at Penn Medicine. To refer a patient, please visit pennmedicine.org/refer or call 877-937-PENN. If you found this podcast informative, please share on your social media, share with other providers, and be sure to check out all the other interesting podcasts in our library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.